Okay, we're up today's daf Ayin Aleph. We are on Ayin Amud Beis. We have four lines on the bottom. So the Gemara is going to bring a din regarding the Shalmei Simcha and the Korban Chagiga. Okay, and every Yontif you have to bring Shalmei Simcha. You have to eat. I'm sorry, yesterday the Shalmei Simcha is more important to be eating, to eat meat. And you also have a Korban Chagiga that comes in every Yontif. Pesach, you also have the Chagiga Yadala that comes with the Korban Pesach. Okay. So Amar Ula, Amar Rav Elazar. Ula states in the name of Rav Elazar. Shlamim sheshchatan me'erev yontif. So I have a korban shlamim. It's already designated as a korban shlamim. I shecht it on erev yontif. All right. Now shlamim, remember, I can eat it the next day. Shlamim, you have 2 days in the night in between, so I can eat it the next day. But eina yotze. So I do eat it the next day. Eina yotze behen. I'm not yotze lo mishum simcha milo mishum chagiga. I cannot use that pre-existing shlamim that I shechted on yodalid. Right, you shechted it on yodalid. I cannot use it for to be yotze mechov of the Shalmei Simcha or of the Chagiga, which is chayiv the next day. Dechziv, why? Well, sorry, mishum simcha. Why can't you be yotze the content of simcha? Right? We say simcha, the main most important thing is just to eat it. So you eat meat. You eat kachim. So I'm eating kachim. So he says, no, there's a limud, even though this is talking about when Bnei Yisrael are har evil, but it says, v'zavachta, right? It says, v'zavachta shlomim v'chal tosham v'samachta. It says, v'zavachta v'samachta. By Inan, we require Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. The Shechting has to, what? B'Shas Simcha. The Shechting has to be done at the time of the Simcha. When's the Simcha? Chiyuv is on Tazvav, on Yontif. So the Zvicha has to be done on Yontif. And here the Zvicha was done the day before. Right? Rashi says, B'Yontif Shehu's Man Simcha. That's number one. And Mishum Chagiga, why not Yotz Mishum Chagiga? Mishum, I don't know why they don't say Simcha or Shas Micha, but Mishum Chagiga, have a Davar Shebechova. The Chagiga is an actual, there's a chiyuv to bring a Korban Chagiga, right? Davar Shebechova. Behol, Davar Shebechova, Eina Ba Ela Min Achulin. We saw this concept before, that something that is an obligatory Korban can only be brought Michulin. I can't use one Korban for another Korban. Makes sense? If I'm going to bring something, I have to Mekadish it for that purpose and bring it. I can't use something that was designated for a different purpose. And here, what happened, it was designated already, it was pre-designated as a Shlomim. And you shechted it on the day before, and it wasn't designated for the Chagiga. Granted, it would be a similar animal, or it could be, but nevertheless, this already had a pre-existing Kedusha, not designated for this Kedusha, and therefore it is not kosher. Okay? The Gemara says, let me bring a raya. Lema misayale. I'm going to bring a raya that we're talking about that Zvicha has to be Shas Smicha. We're going to bring a raya for that concept. Lema misayale. And the Pasuk says by Sukkos. And the Pasuk 1 says, Vayisa Achsameach. And the Gemara is going to say that Pasuk is extra. Because that's in Tezvav of Devarim. The Pasukim beforehand, in Yud Gimel Yud Aleph, it says, Chaga Sukkos Taseloch. And it says, Vesamachta Bechagecha. So I already have Simcha by Sukkot. So what's the repeat of Vayisa Achsameach? What's going on here? So it says, Lerabos Lele Yom Tov Achron Lesimcha. The Vayisa Achsameach is to come to include the last night for Simcha. The Yontif Achron would mean Shmini Atzeres. The night of Shmini Atzeres, you should have Simcha. Maybe that's a raya that you should be doing hakafos on that night as well, like Nusot Tzvar. I don't know. So he says, Vayisa Achsameach, right, L'rabos Lele Yontif Achron L'Simcha. And you have to have a concept of Simcha, which means you have to eat Shlomim that night. You have to eat Shlomim that night. I guess they were pre-shechted the day before. You have to eat Shlomim that night of Shmini Atzeres. So, question going on here is that, according to Rashi, it seems to be specifically that it's the night of Simcha of Shmini Atzeres. Postal says, and it's also the day. It's all the day of Shmini Atzeres also. According to Rashi, Rashi says, and instantly Rashi, he says, L'rabos lele at achron shal, L'rabos lele yom tov achron, he says, V'ein simcha el b'chilu shlamim, V'yom tov achron gufei lo. But the day of Shmini Atzeres itself, Rashi says, no, there is no chiyuv of simcha. You don't have to have each shlamim that day. Ta'itrei zim shivis yom k'siv gavi simcha. It says specifically 7 days you should have Simcha. So the eighth day is excluded, right? So it's excluded. And now we're saying, let's include the night of Shmini Atzeres. Oh, or do you say, Ata Omer Leile Yontov Achron? You say it's the last night of Shmini Atzeres? Oh, Eina Ela Leile Yontov Rishon? Maybe it comes to include the first night of Sukkos. That you have to have, you have to eat. You have to eat Shlomim, have Simcha. Having the mitzvah of Simcha means eating Shlomim, eating Korban Shlomim. So maybe you have to eat Shlomim the first night. So Gemara says, well, Talmud Lomar, ach. It says ach, which is chalak, which comes to split. Right, the Talmud Omer ach, Rashi says, kol achin v'rikin mutin. It's coming to exclude something. Ach sameach, what it's coming to exclude. So it's say we're coming to exclude the first night. Why are you coming to exclude the first night and not the last night? The Gemara says, my time all, la mishum de eno ba'yismach. Well, because what are you going to use? What are you going to use to have the simcha for the Korban Shlomim on the first night of Sukkot? You can't shecht a Korban Shlomim tonight, right? Can't do it tonight. You can't shecht it the day before. Why? Because that's Araya. Because you have to have Ein Zvicha, because Simcha has to be, because the Zvicha has to be B'Shah Simcha. And the Shah Simcha is during Yontif. And when were you Zobeachit? The day before, when there was no Chiyah Simcha. So that's why, that's the assumption on the Gemara right now is the reason why we're excluding the first night and including the last night, because on the last night, guys shechted it the day before. Shechted on Hashanah Rabbah. So mitzvah simcha, yazvicha mishah simcha, and then you eat it the night. Then you eat it the next night. But on the first night, where are you going to have the simcha from? Where is the korban shlomim? Where is a kasher shlomim for the chiyuv of simcha coming from? You can't shecht it at night, and if you shecht it the day before, it must mean it's not good. It's not good because you have to have zvicha mishah simcha, and the only zvicha you would have done then is the day before. It was yudalek. That's a raya for Rav Elazar. Okay, so say Pesach also. Just learn the Pesukim out from Sukkos. So say it again. So we're talking about Sukkos over here. Well, Pesach would apply. This Pesukim are by so the Ach Sameach is including the last one. But it comes to exclude the first night. And that first night also, you can't use. What are you going to have on the first night of Pesach for Simcha? What are you going to use?
What's that different from Sukkos first night?
You don't have a mitzvah of Simcha. Exactly.
So Pesach either.
Yes, in Achnami. But the Pesukim are speaking about Sukkos. That's right. Okay, so the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason why. There's nothing to do with this. It's not a raya to Rav Elazar. So what's really the reason why the Pasuk was excluding the first night of Sukkos and including the last night, the night of Tzivin Yetzeres? Get a tiny timer, because we have a Brisa itself that continues. The Brisa itself continues and tells you what the reason is. Mara Isla Rabbos Leilion Tavachron Lahotzi Leilion Tavrisho. And why are you coming to include the night of Simchat Tzaros and exclude the night of the first night? Mar Ba'ani Leilion Tavachron Sheish Simcha Lefanav Umotzi Leilion Tavrisho Shein Simcha Lefanav. It's much easier to continue Simcha than create the concept of Simcha. So when in Shemini Atzeres, there has been already 7 days prior of Simcha. It's a continuum. It's much easier to just continue going as opposed to creating the first. If I have to exclude something, because the pasuk says Ach. So which one am I going to choose? I'm going to choose the heart. I'm going to exclude the one that's harder to create the simcha, the chiyuv. It's hard to create the chiyuv, you know, ex nihilo by itself. But it's easier to continue a simcha that's already pre-existing. Okay. So therefore, there's no raya to Rav Elazar who says that zvicha has to be b'shah simcha. Okay. Masiv Rav Yosef. Now there's no raya. We're going to bring a kashna Rav Elazar. So Masiv Rav Yosef. We learn in another brisa. Right, this is the brisa actually we learned yesterday. Chagigas arba asar, yotzeba mishum simcha, then yotzeba mishum chagiga. The chagiga arba asar, which means the chagiga that came with the carbon pesach. Right, so that's that one you have the chiyah to do on yudalid. This brisa says you are yotzi de simcha, but you're not yotzi mishum chagiga. But you're not yotzi mishum chagiga. Chagiga, I understand because it has to be specifically for, has to be specifically brought for the chagiga. The idea with the Shalmi Simcha is that the carbon has to be eaten as opposed to being brought. That's a chazonish. But it has to be, that's what it seems pretty clear from the Gemaras. So here they make a distinction. So therefore, the chagigas are basar, let's say I eat it on the next day. So I'm yotzei my Shalmi Simcha because I ate kachim. I'm not yotzei the chagiga because kol darshu b'chol in about element of chulin, had to come from the chulin. Right? But am I? Why according to this, are you yotzei the Shalmi Simcha? Right? Haba inan zvicha b'shah simcha. Don't you need to have the zvicha done the shah? And this was done the day before. Yes, granted, it itself was shechted for a time when it was chayiv. But the simcha should be shechted on a day when you have to have simcha, which was not yudalid. It's on tesvav. So amar of idi bar avin sheikev u'shchata. What happened was you were ma'akev. You didn't shecht it on the 14th. You brought it with the korban pesach, but you didn't shecht it. You shechted it on the 15th. Okay, so you shechted it on the 15th, and therefore you did the shechita of your chagigas yudalid on the 15th. I'm not sure whether that's proper or not for the yudalid, but that's what you did. So you yotze your yudalid with it, and you can also be yotze your simcha with it because you shechted it at the time that you have a chiyuv simcha. So the Gemara says, "Amar Ravashi hachinan mistabra." It must be that this is the case. it must be that this is the case that it was shechted on Tezvav. Why? The lotema hachi, as I said outside, we established yesterday that this brisa is going according to Ben Tema. And Ben Tema was the one who said yesterday also, who says that it's a psulina on the Chagiga Yudalid. So if you shechted it on the Chagiga Yudalid, you wouldn't be able to eat it at all on Tezvav because it would have been possible meat in Lina. So it has to be Ben Tema, and if it's Ben Tema, it has to be with Shechlid on Tezva, because with Shechlid Yudalid, we have a problem with Lina being left overnight.
The Gemara's. The Chagigas Yudalid?
There's two Chagigas. There's three Chagigas.
It's
the Chagigas Yudalid.
The Chagigas Yudalid, is the purpose of that is to supplement the current
base. Right, but we said sometimes you don't have to, because we said sometimes you don't have. Because sometimes we don't have to, because there was a small amount of people, and we can have enough to eat on the current Pesach. We had cases where the chagiga was not eaten. Right. Maybe it was on Shabbos, maybe, and then this is the next day. You have other cases. It was designated for the chagiga
Yudalid.
That's correct. Right, Rashi says, and you did check it. Somebody else had it. You had enough meat. Right. I'm not going to use it. So you don't say. So he says you don't say. No, but it's already been designated something else. You can't change the designation. That's why it only works for the Chagiga Simcha. Because Chagiga Simcha, it doesn't make a difference in designation. As long as you're eating kosher meat, that was shechted at the time that you had to have Simcha. But you still can't use it for the Chagiga, you still can't use it for the Chagiga Tezvav, because it's pre-designated. It was already kosher for something else. So the Gemara says, so Amar Vashi Hachinai Mestabri, the Toim Hachi, because if you don't say this, how much is Makatanale? Who do we establish this brisa like? Bentema. Yesterday we said this brisa goes according to the Shita Bentema, and Bentema Hapasla Belina. Bentema says that the Chagigas Yudalid would be Nifsal Belina. So what would happen? Had you shechted it on Yudalid, you wouldn't be able to eat it at all on Tezvav. So Shema Amino, that this is talking about you shechted on Tezvav. You shechted on Tezvav, therefore you could be Yotze, you didn't Simcha, because you have Shchita Zvicha Bishas Simcha. You still can't be Yotze, your Chagiga of Tezvav, because it was Dabar that came, it was not something that came in a Chulin. It was already Kachin beforehand. Okay, so now they're going to ask again on Rav Elazar. Masiv Rava. Hey, this is a Mishnah in Sukkah, right, on Daf's Mem Beis. The Mitzvah talks about the Mitzvot that are Noheg on Sukkos, and it says, Hallel, the Mitzvah of Hallel, and the Mitzvah of Simcha, Shmona, are 8 days. Now, that means every single day of Sukkos has to have a Mitzvah of Simcha. Okay, remember, if it's 8 days, there's always going to be a Shabbos. There's always going to be a Shabbos. Whether it's Yontif or Chol HaMoed, there's always a Shabbos on Sukkos. 8 days means Ukum Shmini Atzeres. Okay, Ve'im Amart Ba'inan Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, and if you require Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, Hazimnin Sagi'in Delo Mishkachasle. There are going to be certain times where you're not going to have Zvicha B'Shas Simcha Ela Shiva, only 7 days. Why? Because Shechal Yontif Rishon Liyos B'Shabbos. The first day falls out on Shabbos. Okay, and we know that the Shechita of the Shalmei Simcha is not Doche the Shabbos. So Yom Tov Rishon falls out on Shabbos. So when were you Zoveyach the Shalmei Simcha for that first day on Shabbos? The Shalmei Simcha themselves are not Docha Shabbos. You could do it the day before because you need Shchita B'Shas Zvicha, right?
How about the
Chagiga?
You can't bring it.
No, it's not. It's the Shalmei Simcha are not Docha. If the Chagiga Tezvav, if it is Docha, but the Simcha is not. They're different. They're different Koranos.
You can't be
Yotze the Shalmei Simcha with the Chagiga. I don't know, maybe it's not Docha. Maybe it's not Docha. So the Shechita of the Shalmei Simcha is not Docha Shabbos, and you can't on Erev Chag, you can't shecht it because it's not Zan Simcha. Yeah, so that's a good question. Must be that it's not. Must be that you don't bring it. Must be that you don't bring any Chagiga that day on Shabbos. It's not Docha Shabbos. So he says. So therefore, you only. It says you have to have Simcha 8 days, but you're not having Simcha on the first day. Some Rav Huna read Rav Yehuda misamchol b'seirei haragalim. No, what you do is similar to what you're saying. You take something that was brought on. See something that was brought on Yontif. That was the chagig is not toche, but the seirei regalim. Every day you brought these seir lachakas. So you yotzei with that. Rav says, wait a second. Two questions. Two problems with that. Amar Rav, shtei tshuvas b'davar chado seirei regalim chay ne'echolim si'ein lachalim. The seirei of regalim, they're not roasted. They're only, I guess, they're eaten raw. I guess because the bishul and the tzliya is not toche Shabbos. The shchita is toche Shabbos. But the bishul is not toche Shabbos, and the simcha b'chai lekha. There's no simcha when it comes to eating raw meat, right? But oh, number two, kohanim ochlin yisrael b'mes simchim. Who eats the seirei regalim? Only the kohanim eat them. So what's the rest of an yisrael being yosei the simcha with? So the Gemara's answer is okay, it's still not quality. Ela amarapapa misamcho b'ksus nekiv yain yoshen. On those days when you can't be yotzei with the meat, you wear nice new clothing and you drink old wine, right? Older wine is better. Gemara knew was talking about. It was a winter. That's a yotzei simcha. Bizman is how we yotzei simcha. We don't have the kachim. You have to buy your wife nice clothing and you have to wear nice clothing. You have the buster. You have yayin. That's how you yotzei simcha. They must have eaten the meat raw. Rashi says, Chai nechalim, im bala ochlo b'shabbos. If you came to eat it on Shabbos, which I guess you could eat, wait till the night, right? Because the chatas, you have the day and the night to eat it, right? But im bala ochlo b'shabbos, lo yocholo ki imcha, you had to eat it raw. The ain't liyaso ubishulo docha Shabbos, ubasachai ain't kan simcha. You just yotze in the mitzvah, but you're not eating it. What's the problem with raw? You did this, you got rid of all the blood. You ate raw meat.
Rare.
Not Avery Minachai. There's no Isser of raw meat. I'm not going to eat raw meat. I'm always eating raw meat. Right. Okay. Or they could just wait till tonight and roast it tonight. Okay. But here you're talking about you try to eat the meat on the day. If you were going to eat the meat today, it had to be eaten raw because you couldn't cook it today. So now the Gemara's going to bring a... This was talking about Sukkot. Right, we're talking about, remember we had 8 days, so, yeah. Okay, bouncing back and forth.
Why would the first day be on Shabbos? Okay, any time it comes out.
Because then the same thing with Shemini Atzeres, you could have eaten a carbon that was shechted during the day. If the fourth day, let's say if Chol Hamoed is on Shabbos, so you have no problem with Simcha because you eat some of the carbon that was shechted on Friday. It's only the first day it's a problem because there was no simcha the day before when you shechted.
There's
talking
about simcha. There's no problem eating it roasted.
You could not roast the carbon on Shabbos. You could shecht the carbon on Shabbos, but you couldn't. The seiri regalim were shechted on Shabbos, but were not cooked on Shabbos. What?
Yeah,
and the davla? No. Okay. And there's also a difference of bringing a carbon and actually cooking it afterwards. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. You brought the seirei regalim on Shabbos. That's a mitzvah to bring on Shabbos. And you did the avodah and you threw the blood and you did all that. But you couldn't. Now the meat that's supposed to be eaten by the kohanim, right? The part of the carbon has to be eaten. That roasting is not doche Shabbos.
So how did it's Sukkot's first day. Sukkot's fell on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
Either they ate it raw. Or they eat it at night.
They didn't eat during the day, they waited until the next day already.
It doesn't matter. When you bring a carbon, you have the day and the following night to eat.
The next day is Chol Hamoed. That night's Chol Hamoed.
That night is Chol Hamoed. Okay, therefore what?
So what?
You ate something else. You were Yotze. That's the whole point. That was the whole question. You Yotze with the Chusnakiyah and the Yayin Yashin.
It has to be meat from a carbon.
You
can't just be meat that you made.
Yeah, because we Yotze the Simcha Deoraisa. So when you have the basement, this is with the carbon. As Man said, we don't have the carbon, so we Yotze with other things.
Practically, again, this is very difficult to understand.
It's not. I told you.
Everybody just stood around doing nothing for the whole day.
What do you think Yom Kippur was? What do you mean? The Kohanim? I'm talking about the Kohanim. That was the second question. This was the Kohanim who ate the Seir Regalim. You and I didn't eat the Seir Regalim. The Kohanim ate the Seir
Regalim.
This is no. We don't have a Chagiga because the Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos.
Yeah.
On a regular Yom Kippur, when it's not Shabbos, they shift to the Chagiga and we all party. On Shabbos we couldn't party because you can't bring the chagiga on Shabbos.
So they shechted it anyway, and we ate it the next.
No, they shechted the seiri regalim. Because that's
the mitzvah.
What?
Right. We don't eat anything.
The kohen doesn't eat it anyway. That's why there were two right. Questions. Number one, you're eating it raw. Number two, you're not eating it.
I was going to mention just in the media. Is this the kia yain dash yad yeshem?
I don't know. It's a good point. I don't know. and he says somewhere else, then there's ain't simcha el v'basar. I guess maybe that's only by a mitzvah. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's also said it's gang of sandwich.
Right. So I don't know, maybe. All right, now they're going to bring a daya that is cholik on Ula, right? Ula said that the shlomim that you shefted at Erev Yontif doesn't count because you need zvicha b'shas simcha. Now they're going to bring up someone who says they don't need zvicha b'shas simcha, right? Ki asa rabbi, when rabbi came to Bavel, Amar Rav Elazar, he's the name of Rav Elazar, right? Ula said the name of Rav Elazar is from Eretz Yisrael. Ula is in Bavel, and Rabin is now coming to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, bringing the member from Rav Elazar. He said that Rav Elazar said differently. The Rav Elazar said, Shlomim sheshachtam be'erev yontif. If you shechted Shlomim be'erev yontif, you are yotze behemishum simcha. Ve'ein yotze behemishum chagiga. You can't be yotze chagiga, because the chagiga is a chiyuv to bring the carbon, and you have to bring a carbon from a chulin animal. But you're yotze mishum simcha, because lo ba'in is vicha b'shut simcha, ve'lo mishum chagiga, da ha'vidav shebecho, ve'chol dav shebecho, ve'in abalim nechulin. He says, I don't need zvicha mishah simcha. I don't need zvicha mishah simcha, so I shechted it yesterday. You can eat it today, big deal. As long as you are eating kachin meat on yontif, you're yotze the simcha.
Any carbon,
as long as you're eating the meat. Better to bring your chagiga. But any, as long as you're eating kachin meat, it's fine. So meisveis, now everything that was a raya the previously is a kasha here, and everything was a raya before is a kasha. Just to read it around, goes pretty quickly. So meisveis says vayisa achsameach the rabbis leil yontav achron simcha ata omer the rabbis leil yontav achron oin el rabbis leil yontav rishon. Maybe it's only time lomer ach chalak my time elam mishum to ain lo ba yismach. There's nothing to be someach with on the first night, meaning you couldn't use what was done previously. It says not lo. Okay, a sign that the rabbis says mar is the rabbis leil yontav achron lohotzi leil yontav rishon mar beni leil yontav achron sheyish simcha lefonav umosin leil yontav rishon sheein simcha lefonav. The reason why the simcha is in the Shmini Atzeres and not the first day has nothing to do with Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. It has to do because you can't. It's harder to create Simcha as opposed to continue Simcha, and that's why. There's no raya against me that the reason why we are excluding the first night of Sukkot is because there's nothing. It's because there's no kachim to eat. You can eat. Just eat something that was eaten the day before. But the reason why there's no Simcha is not because of that. The reason why there's no Simcha is because there's no pre-existing Simcha. Can't create it there. We have to exclude something. We're going to exclude the one that then doesn't have a pre-existing simcha. Okay? Now the Gemara goes to learn, to go back to talk about the Korban Chagiga. So, Amar Rav Kahana, Minayin le'emurei chagigas chamishasar shenefsalim belina. How do we know that the limbs, right, that the, I guess these are the things that are, these are the parts of the Korban that are not eaten, rather they are burnt on the Mizbeach, that if they are, you know, so it's the Chagiga was brought on the 15th, that if you didn't burn them, right, if they weren't hooked or until Alosha Shachar on Tezayin, that they're pasalina. Shinamar, the pasuk says, Lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker, don't leave over the fats of my chag, of my chagiga, until the morning, right? The samach le rishis. The next pasuk says rishis. So, try to figure out which boker. Again, chagiga is a shlomim. So, a shlomim to eat the meat, you have the day, the night, and the following day. So, you would think that the emurim follow the same pattern, day, night, day. Here we're saying, yeah, no, you only have the day. You have the day to burn it and the night to burn it. This next day comes, it's pasavelina. He says, because it says lo yalin ad boker. Don't leave it to the boker, to the next morning, to the morning. How do we know the morning means the next morning? Because the next pasuk says rations. It says rations b'kuri admuscha. So it says boker. Take out the little separation of the pesukim, and it says lo yalin chal chagi ad boker rations. Right, would mean the first boker that you're gonna come. The Maimra, Tavi Boker, Boker Rishon. That boker means the first boker, which means you can't leave over the Emurim till the next morning. It had to be burned at night. So Maskipla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is gonna ask on Rav from Rav Kahana, right? Right? Because from Rav Kahana, what's gonna happen is when Esakash Rav Kahana, it's gonna be a long brisa, and finally it's gonna be a cryptic brisa. We're gonna explain the brisa, and then we're gonna have the kasha. So the kasha is gonna come like 2 lines before the Mishnah Amud Beis. Okay, so just we're gonna figure out what the kasha is later. So Maskif La Rav Yosef, Taima, the reason why you say that Boker Rishon, that Boker means the first Boker, is the kasa of Rishis, because it says the word Rishis. Halo kasa of Rishis, had it not said the word Rishis, what? Havamina Boker Sheni. Then you would have thought that boker means boker sheni, which means I shechted it on tezvav. I can this is the emurim. I can burn it on tezvav. I can burn it at the next night, the next day, and I can burn the next night and wait till the second day afterwards. Which means I would have more time and have the whole night after the achila.
Right.
So that's gonna be a problem. It says umi ika midi. How is it possible? Do we have anything that the basar ifsole me orta? The basar of the karban is possible to be eaten at night, right? It's at night, meaning the night of the 16th, it's possible, the emurim at safra. But you can then burn the emurim that entire night until the morning of the 17th. The Emurim are more chamer, obviously, is what the Gemara is saying, is because the Emurim are born on the Mizbeach. And the Basar is not chamer, because you can eat it. The Gemara says, that's the first question. The Gemara says, the question from the Brice has come later. Okay, Amr Le'abaya, Alam Alo, why not? Why is that a problem? We have the concept of Pesach. Hare Pesach, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The current Pesach according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that we read, that we know that the Pesach is Soleil Me Chatzos. You have to eat until Chatzos. Why we eat the Afikoman until Chatzos? Because Rabbi Elazar says, you only have till Chatzos. The Emurim at Safra. But the Emurim are burnt till the next morning. What's the problem? So you see that, you have a paradigm for that concept. So Amar Rav Rava, Rav Yosef Hachikashle. This was the Kasha that Rav Yosef asked. At Mi Ikamidi, is it possible, the Ilu Tana Le Basar Lo Bayerashis, Rav Kahana Le Niramure Bayerashis? Is it possible that we have something that the Tana, right, that the Tana, this coming, forthcoming Brisa, that when it comes to the Psul of Basar, Lo Bayi doesn't need the concept of Rashis, right? He doesn't, that the Rashis means the first day. He doesn't need that limud for Rashis. But Rav Kahana Le Emurim, but with Rav Kahana, when it comes to the Emurim, he needs the Drasha of Rashis. Why would he need the drasha of rishis for the emurim and not need the drasha of emurim for the basar to eat for the eating? Right? Because without rishis, you would say the next day. But by basar, we didn't have that havamina. You know that by basar, you mean the next morning, the next day, and that's it. So mahi. So what is this brisa that the Tanakama, because according to Tanakama, that boker itself means rishis. We kind of needed boker rishis. But the other Tanakama says that boker itself means the next day. So, Tanasanya, the following Brisa. Okay, again, this is the long Brisa, the caption will be later. The Brisa says, this is talking about the Chagiga on Yudalit, right? It says, Lo Yolin min habasar at Sher Tizbach ba'erev v'yom rishon laboker. Don't leave over for the meat that you shechted at night for the first day, v'yom rishon laboker. That's the pasuk it brings down. Limeid, Brisa says, comes to teach us, Al Chagigas Arba Asar, to teach us that the Chagiga is brought on the 14th, Shene Echeles, Lishnei Yamin Velayla Echad. It's eaten for 2 days and one night, like a Shlomim. It's eaten the day of Yudalid, then Or Tezvav, and the day of Tezvav. It's eaten, right? And you can't leave it over to the Boker. Boker means the morning of Tezayin. Yeah, that's a good point also. I thought you were supposed to wait till later. Okay, so O'eno, or maybe it means Elo Liyom V'layla. Maybe it's only for a day and a night, meaning on Yud Dalid. Well, you know, you're supposed to eat it before because you're supposed to get full, right? I don't know. So in O'eno, Elo Liyom V'layla, maybe it only means the day and the night. And the Boker means that it's Pasul the next morning, on Tezvav. Kishu Omer Bayom HaRishon, when it says in the Pasuk Bayom HaRishon, then Hare Boker Sheni Amor. It's talking about the second Boker. Oh, Eino El Boker Rishon. Back again. Maybe it only means the Boker Rishon. So Bavani Mekayim Chagiga. So Ma'ani Mekayim Chagiga Hanacheles L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Achad Chutz Mizo. So you would think that the Chagiga, which is a Shlomim, that can be in 2 days and one night, would be every other Chagiga except for this Chagiga. Because you Omer, no, the Pasuk says somewhere else, it says Im Neder Onadava, by the Korma Shlomim, it says Im Neder Onadava, the Im is extra. He's seeing that the Chagiga of Arba Asar can be eaten for 2 days and one night. That is the Brisa. So what is the Brisa saying? So Amar Mar, right? The Brisa itself was difficult. The Brisa said, it says, O Eino Yom V'Layla. It says, no, it says, by Yom Rishon, it's the Boker Sheni. Then it says, O Eino Boker Rishon. Well, you just said it's the Boker Sheni. Well, you're asking again, O Eino Boker Rishon. We just explained that. It's going. Why is the Brisa going back? So that's what the Gemara is asking now. So Amar Mar, O Eino Ella Boker Rishon. So Gemara says, Ha Amart, you already said, Kishu Omer by Yom Rishon, Hare Boker Sheni Amar. It's right, you said it's talking about the second Boker. Why are you asking again? It's talking about the first Boker. You already explained it's talking about the second Boker, which means to the morning of Tezayin. So Hakik Amar, this is what the Brisa meant. O Eino Ella Bishtei Chagigos HaKasim Medaber. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about two different Chagigos. Right? We mentioned Boker twice. Maybe one's talking about one Chagiga, one's talking about another Boker. Achas Chagiga Arba Asar. One is talking about the Chagiga that's brought on the 14th. V'achas Chagiga Chamisha Asar. And one is talking about the Chagiga on the 15th. V'zola Bokra, V'zola Bokra. It's come to tell me that the Chagiga on Yudalid, you have today and tonight. And the Chagiga on Tezvav, you have today and tonight. Splitting it up, each one that's done him. Not telling me that I have 2 days for one. I have 1 day and one night for each. Maybe that's what the Brice is telling me. So Hadar Amar, so the Gemara goes back and is docha that and says, no, Ella, the Kaimalan, we have somewhere else, Chagiga Nechel Shnei Yomim Laila Echad. we know which makubal that the chagiga, because the shlamim, can be eaten for day, night, day. We know that. So right, because it says im kain, and if this is the case, im kain, im neder davar b'mai. What is it talking about? That pasuk that teaches me im neder im davar teaches me that you have 2 days and a night. What's it talking about? Ich ar chagigas arba asar. If it's talking about the chagiga of the arba asar, right? The im comes to include a chagiga chov, a shlamim that's a chov, right? So if it's talking about the arba asar, haksiv bo yom v'layla. Well, you just said that it says here that it's talking about it's yom v'layla. So that im, that drasha by im, can't be talking about our chagiga, right? And im chagigas chamisha asar. And if you think that that im is coming to include the chagiga chamisha asar, can't be, because you just excluded that by haksiv bo yom v'layla. Ella hai le chagigas chamisha asar. The pasuk of im neder, the pasuk of im, is coming to include the chagigas chamisha asar. That is that you have 2 days and a night. Mahayach kule kra, and this whole pasuk that the Brisa is talking about, mahayach kule kra of lo yolin is le chagigas arba asar, and li made a chagigas arba asar shene echeles l'shne yomim v'layla achas. It comes to this pasuk. That im is talking about the chagigas chamisha asar, and this pasuk is talking about the chagigas yudalin, and both pesukim are coming to teach me that what these chagigas have 2 days and a night. So the chagiga has 2 days and a night. Now we explain the Brisa. Now we got to figure out what the kasha is. Right? We did the, so the taima. The reason why we said that the ksiv bayom harishon laboker, it says boker here, right? The my boker, boker sheni. Boker, we just learned that boker in this brisa means the second boker. You have until the second boker. So right away we know that boker means the second boker, right? Ha kol hecha, because it says hi, the ksiv harishon laboker, right? The my boker, boker sheni. Boker stama, boker rishon. It says over here, harishon la boker. Right, where's the pasuk? Harishon la boker. Harishon la boker teaches me the second boker. But anytime it says boker by itself, it means the first boker. So what do I need rishis for? That pasuk already says boker. What do I need rishis to tell me it's the first boker? Boker by itself means the first boker. You told me that the only reason why you know that you're possible Belina is because it's next to Rishis, but without Rishis, Boker would mean the second day. We just learned here that Boker by itself means the first day. You don't need a limit of Rishis. And so he says, how kol hecha dixi Boker stama Boker Rishon va'afagad lokis be Rishis, even though it doesn't say Rishis. We just proved from our Brisa that the only reason why the boker in our brisa means the second day is because it says rishis boker. Had it said boker by itself, it would have been the next day. Right. But you needed to learn rishis to mean it the next day. Why? Why need rishis? We just proved that boker by itself means the next day. So he's not arguing on the rule that it's possible even the next day. He's arguing on the limud that you don't need to learn it out from Boker Rishis. You can learn it out from Boker by itself.
Doesn't Rishis come
and
teach us the second day?
No, Rishis is first day.
And Boker?
That's his kasha. The kasha is, Boker by itself would teach me the first day. Why you have the limit of Boker Rishis?
Because it says Rishis.
But Rishis is in the next pasuk.
Rishis makes it the second day.
We start like this. The pasuk by Lina, the pasuk said Boker, and then we said Boker Rishis.
Right.
So meaning you had to have me to say that if had it not said Rishis, you would have had 2 days.
Because Boker
would mean the second day. But we just proved in the next Brisa that Boker by itself already means the next day, not the second day. So I don't need the limit of Rishis. You want to do it again? Because when you ask Akash, you think you're arguing on the rule. He's not arguing on the rule here. Yes, the limbs are the emurim are possible on the next day.
Right.
He learned it out from Rishis. Well, I only learned it out from Rishis. I learned it out from Boker. Because Boker Stam means the next day.
Right.
That's the whole. That went through this whole rigmarole off of that.
Yeah,
okay, the whole thing. Okay. Then that's the question. Next.
No, it's so weird. When you sort of wonder more, it seems like it's a given that you bring the chagiga on your dalet. Now, I mean, turned that optional. You had to leave the school.
Yeah, but we did that a few. We did that the
Christmas.
Hey, you read the psukim, also seems he takes somebody's eye out when he takes out your eye. But then you have the drush of the chazal that explain the psukim differently.
It seems like an option. It's a given.
It's a chagiga that comes. Right, we've had all these, but it's not so given because it's not Tocha Shabbos. It's not all the things we've been learning throughout that there's certain things that are not that doesn't come. Okay, next Mishnah. The Mishnah is now going to be dealing with when you shechted karbonos on Shabbos, but you did it improperly. You were supposed to shecht the karbon on Shabbos. You brought this karbon and you shechted it improperly. So now, did I violate Malach on Shabbos? Let me tell you, I have to bring now a karbon chatas. I shechted a karbon, do I have to bring a karbon for it? Okay. What? That's the question that the Mishnah is dealing with. Well, we'll see. So, different cases will come out with different outcomes. Pesach sheshichato shelo lishmo b'Shabbos. I brought a carbon Pesach. It's supposed to be brought today. It's Shabbos. Pesach is lo for Shabbos. Cohen gets up there and shechs it shelo l'shem Pesach. Messes up. Why? How? I don't know. He messes up. That's the Metzias. Okay. He thought maybe that just like you're allowed to shechta Pesach, whatever. So that was, what's the halacha? The halacha is the Pesach that shechta shelo l'shmo is on no. Pesach shechta shelo l'shmo on Arab, on Yudalin is pasul. It's pasul, right? So therefore you shechted it b'psul, you messed up, so chayav alav chatas. Now you chayav chatas, because you did shechita, you did improper shechita on, you violated the malach of shechita. Whatever the malach of shechita is, you violated the malach of shechita on Shabbos, so you had to bring
whoever
shechted
it.
Right, doesn't apply to the B'nai Chabura, they have to bring another carbon, it's no good, but they whoever shechted it, the carbon is pasul, therefore you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, so if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos, meshogig, you have to bring a carbon chatas. I don't know what the hasra is. I don't know. Okay. Ushar kol hazvachim. Now, all other karbanos. Sheshachton lepesach. Okay. Now, let's say your dalit falls down on Shabbos. And you shechted other karbanos l'shem Pesach. You thought this was a Pesach. So, are you now chayav a korban chatas? So, im einan ru'uyin chayav. If these are the type of animals that are not roy for the Korban Pesach, it's 2 years old, it's a female, it's an eagle, it's something that could not have been brought on Korban Pesach, then you chayav, because then you messed up. You chayav. But the im ru'uyin heim, but let's say these were animals that were roy for Pesach. These animals, had they been designated for Korban Pesach, could have been brought for Korban Pesach. Happens that they were not, and you went ahead and shechted the l'shem Pesach. This was supposed to be a shlomim, but you shechted the l'shem Pesach. Whatever, it wasn't marked. They didn't have the technology to mark everything off. It wasn't marked off. It wasn't clear. So Rabbi Elazar says you're chayev. You're still chayev a chatas because you made a mistake. We're talking about ta'a b'dvar mitzvah here. Here you made a mistake. You ta'a b'dvar mitzvah because you still accomplished the mitzvah. You shechted it for a karbon on Pesach. But Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says you're poter. Let's read Rashi why. Rabbi Elazar are mechayev chatas. Right? It's the in the mission of the wide lines. It's like the seventh or eighth wide line towards the end. Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatas. Even though you tov dvar mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua poter. He says dikasavar tov dvar mitzvah. If you were toed while doing a mitzvah, you made a mistake while doing a mitzvah. But asa mitzvah kol dehu, and you did a small mitzvah anyway. Poter mechiv chatas shava. You poter mechiv chatas. And this guy v'zeh asa mitzvah shehikriv karbon. This guy at least brought a karbon. Why? Because if you shech any animal, let's say you shech any other karbon shelo l'shma. It's still a kosher carbon. So this is still a small kosher carbon over here. So you're tov b'dvar mitzvah, so you don't have to bring a chatas.
What carbon is it?
Let's say it was a shlamim.
You bring it as a
pesach. So basically, it's a shalol l'shma. It's still kosher. You still can bring the blood on the mizbeach. You're yotzei zvicha. It was about whoever's animal it belonged to. Whoever brought that animal was not yotzei their chov, but there's still a small smidgen of mitzvah in here that you shechted a kachim. And you brought kachim on the mizbeach.
You go to shlomim on Shabbos.
What? But he thought it was a Pesach. He got confused because it looked like all the other korban Pesach. That's Rav Yeshua Shita. You're tov b'dvar mitzvah. So you're not chayav chatas. Okay. He says v'kol zvachim shnis mosos makshirim v'apan shloshim Pesach Rav Yeshua machshel hu. Okay. So he says that's over there. Amar Rav Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says to him. Now, oftentimes you have a conversation. The Mishnayos between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar are fascinating because you have their conversations back and forth. It's all over Shas. It's fascinating. So Amar lo Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says to Rabbi Yeshua, I can teach you a Kabbal Chomer that I'm right, that you, if you make this mistake in this instance, you still have to bring a Korban Chatas. Why? Ma'im ha-Pesach shehu mutter l'shmo. The Korban Pesach is mutter to shech on Shabbos l'shem Korban Pesach. Kishashina es shemo. This is going to be your question, Yossi. If you mess up by the name, if you mess up the intent, you're chayav. So you took a korban that you were even that lechatchil you were mutter to bring, and you messed up the name, but you got chayv chatas. So then zvachim, all other animals, like you said, Yossi, shein asurin l'shman, even to bring a l'shman today is asur. And then you shishina shman ain't dinshi chayv, and then you messed up, it should be chayv. In other words, if I would have shechted this animal l'shem what it's for on Shabbos, I would have been chayv. So now I messed up and said l'shem Pesach, and now all of a sudden I'm putter, I don't have to bring a korban chatas. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. Yossi, I believe that's your question. Rabbi Shua says, no, I'm not Rabbi Shua, no, that's not, that's, I don't, that's this, I don't have to be proven wrong from that. Im amart b'Pesach, sheshinahu b'davar asur, tomer b'zvachim sheshinah b'davar mutter. No, the difference is on Pesach, when you messed up shalol l'shma, you changed it from something that was asur, mutter, to something that was asur. Over here, in this case, you took it, you changed it to something that was mutter. You said, you did it l'shem, something that's mutter. I think Rabbi Lezer is a stronger argument, but Rabbi Yeshua says it's not a comparable case. Because what happened over here is if I shechted l'shem Pesach, that's mutter to be shechted on Shabbos. I shechted l'shem something that's mutter. And therefore, I was tov b'dvar mitzvah. If I'm tov b'dvar mitzvah, maybe I'm not chayav to bring a chatos. Okay? So Amar Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, what are you talking about? You say now that if you change it to something that's mutter, that makes it more of a kula? I'll bring you another thing. Amar Rabbi Lezer, emurei tzivur, right? Emurei tzivur yochiach. What are the emurei tzibur? These are the karbanos tzibur that are brought on Shabbos, like the tamidim and the musafim, and the emurim, that then you have the emurim that have to be burnt. Yochichu, why? Shehein, well, let's say, let me say it again. I messed up. I knew I was going to say it. Emurei tzibur doesn't mean the emurim. Emurim here means the actual karbanos. That emurim here not doesn't come from the lashon of limbs, it comes from the lashon of amar, to say. So emurei tzibur, which means the karbanos tzibur that are brought. Right? It took me a while to figure that out, and then Rashi says it straight out. But the emurei tzibur that are brought on, the karbanos tzibur that are brought on Shabbos, the tamidim and the musafim, yochichu. Why? Shehein mutarim. They are mutter, l'shma, they're mutter. V'shochet, nevertheless, v'shochet l'shman chayav. If I take other animals and shecht it l'shem, these karbanos tzibur, I'm chayav. Why? According to you, Rabbi Shua, it shouldn't be a problem. I did shalol l'shma, something that's mutter. So Amar lo Rabbi Shua, lo, even my favorite super change, Yishlam Kitzvah, Tomer Pesach ain't lo Kitzvah. It's a big difference. When it comes to the Korban Tamid on Shabbos, how many Korban Tamids are burned on Shabbos? Okay. Well, two. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. Okay. So at this time, when we're checking the Korban, it's one. Kohen gets up, does the whole rigmarole, and does the Korban Tamid. And now I go ahead and shech the same Korban Tamid. What are you doing? You just saw him shech the Korban Tamid. You know there's not another Korban Tamid. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, how many Korban Pesach are being shechted? Well, we just saw 10 million the other day of the Klaios. I mean, there could be thousands and thousands of Pesach. So this guy thought it was a Korban Pesach, so he was told with Var Mitzvah. But the case where you shech another animal, Shem Korban Tamid, Shem Korban Musaf, you can't say it's told with Var Mitzvah, because you're a moron. what are you doing? What'd you do? The guy shechted the Korban Tamid before. There's no second Korban Tamid, so that's not a riot against me either. Okay? Tomorrow I'm sure we'll talk about these more. Rabbi Meir.
Yeah, maybe the Kohen is supposed to shech the Korban Tamid of that day.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't brought yet. And he takes another animal and shechs it the Shem Tamid. Well, he didn't see someone else. That's the one. He shechs him. That's the first one of the day. Why are you assuming it's an additional Korban? Maybe the Kohen is in charge of
because he Tamid. Because he's taking something that's not L'shem,
right,
the Tamid, and he goes,
bring it as a Korban Tamid Tzibur.
Why is he doing it? Did he win the lottery? Is he the one who's Mumuna to bring the Korban Tamid?
Maybe he is. Maybe
but then the other guy does it wrong.
He's the only one he's the first one of the day. Why are you assuming he's another one?
Because he doesn't see anybody. He can't mess up. Once he messes this up, it's not. He said he messed up. He brought for the wrong one. The only times a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah is when you see everybody else doing it. And you make the mistake and you do it as well. Here, what's he doing? If he's the guy who's supposed to bring the carbon and he brings the wrong one, well, if he messed up, he doesn't see anybody else bringing the carbon tamid. He doesn't see anyone else bringing many other carbonos.
Wednesday,
emulate someone. Let me just text that's first. Okay, look at Rashi. She yeshan kitzvah. She ain't a row acheim harbe asukim shikaton. Are you saying since the carbon tamid was already nishkat, your day who shame charach nishkat owed? Because. Right, Hilchah ain't a toa el shogeg, lo havi lo tos b'davar. So you're saying, oh, how do you know? Maybe this guy's talking the first of the day, and therefore he's the first of the day and did what? And he shechted the wrong animal. So he shechted the wrong animal, and therefore he should do what? The only Rashi is saying that you only a toa d'var mitzvah when you're following the crowd. He's not following the crowd here. That's not how they're defining it here.
Because that's according to Hanan's reading.
Well, then we could ask that on the whole thing. That's okay.
No, but the other one.
I'm going to finish the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer Afa Shokel Shem Emuri Tzibur Potter. He says no. That even on Shabbos, if you shecht it the same other karbanos, you're potter. If you shechted other karbanos, l'shem, the karban tami, the karban musaf, you're still potter. He says that's still tovi dvar mitzvah. He's much more lenient. Tomorrow we'll get into everything. Okay, shchatos lo ochlav. Now let's see, talking about on Pesach and it's Shabbos, and you shecht the karban Pesach shalok yochaso. So one of those examples, shchatos lo ochlav. I shechted this karban Pesach to people who are zaki or chol that can't eat it. All is shalolim nuyo. I shechted it for the wrong group. L'shem le'areilim. I shechted for uncircumcised. L'tmeim, for tmeim, I'm chayev. Why? Because this is not a valid shechita, it's not a valid Korban Pesach, therefore I violate Shabbos, not to bring a chaktas. But, le'ochlav, shalol ochlav, shalol menuyav, le'ochlav, shalol ochlav, le'menuyav, shalol menuyav, le'mulim, le'areilim, tamei, le'tahorim, if I mix it all together, we saw the other prakim, that's still kosher, it's a kosher korban, so therefore I'm potter, and I don't bring a korban chaktas. Shchata, let's say I shechted it, v'nimtza bal mum, and I see it's a bal mum, I'm chayev. Why? Because I should have looked at the animal beforehand. I should have found the mum. So I've shechted it, and then afterwards I'm shogeg, it's not a valid korban, and therefore I violate Shabbos. Shchato benimsa treifa b'seiter, let's say I shechted, I find it's treifa, I find it in a hidden spot where I could not have seen it beforehand, then I'm potter, because then you're an onus. You're onus in that case. Next, shchato benoda shemashnu balam es yadav, I shechted it, and before I shechted it, I knew that the owners left this animal and went to a different animal, so then for osha mesu, well they died, osha nitmo, I'm potter, mipnei sheshachat rishus. Right? I guess he didn't know. I said, Shakto Vinoda. He shechted it, and it's told to him after he shechted it that these people left this carbon, or they died, or they became Tame. He's Pater. At the time he did the Shechita, he thought they were there, so therefore he's honest. Had he known before he did the Shechita, then he would be Chayev, because then he would be a Shogi. Okay? We'll stop here. Have a good Shabbos.